Good morning. If you could, open your Bibles with me to 1 Timothy chapter 5. I know we sent out an email, but I know not everybody always gets those. But Pastor Gary landed safely. He's with Robinson. And I believe it's tomorrow. We were talking about it this morning, that they're having the graduation. 750 pastors graduating tomorrow. So we just want to take this time to remember Pastor Gary as he's over there. To remember him, to come back home safe to us. And to also begin to really just ask the Lord just to be with them while they're there, that his work there would be blessed. That the Lord would just bless that work. We know that he's gone over there for a specific purpose. And so not only do we want to pray for his safe return, but that that gospel would go out and that those men would be filled with the Spirit and that those men would be commissioned to carry that gospel to their communities and where they live. In 1 Timothy 5, verse 17, it's always made me think about Pastor Gary. And as I was sharing with Don earlier, Don Boatwright also makes me think about him as well. Verse 17, 1 Timothy 5, it says, "The elders who rule well are to be considered worthy of double honor." It's a reverence, to venerate, respect. Worthy of double honor, especially those who work hard at preaching and teaching. And that's something that we know that Pastor Gary does. If you would turn with me to 3 John. 3, "For I was very glad when brethren came and testified to your truth. That is how you are walking in truth. I have no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in the truth." That's Pastor Gary. There's nothing that makes him more happy than when we're walking in the truth. His desire is to see for us to grow, for us to mature in Christ, to begin to share Christ with others. We were laughing during the men's prayer yesterday, and it was the four E's for Family Bible. Was to exalt Christ in our own lives, to exemplify Christ to others, to engage in the works of Christ, and extend the hope of Christ to the world around us. And that's Pastor Gary's heart, is to see us. It brings him joy when we're walking in the truth. If you could, turn with me to Philippians chapter 1. Verse 3 says this, "I thank my God in all remembrance of you, always offering prayer with joy in my every prayer for you all." One of the things that I pointed out in the first service was that there's times where attacks come, and they come. And we know that it's a part of walking in Christ. Anybody who desires to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. So attacks may come, and there's been times where I've been able to witness attacks come against brothers within the body, families within the body, from the outside. And where it would be easy in human nature to think, well, we could have done this different, we could have done that different, maybe something was wrong here, I'll watch Pastor Gary jump to our defense almost every time. Every time. And such an inspiring thing to me is the way he gets our backs. We're not out there alone. He is there. And the Lord has truly blessed us with a faithful pastor, a faithful family. And I wanted to take this time to also point out verse 5. "In view of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now." The Philippian church is one of the only ones that supported Paul. But that what he's doing over there in India right now is we're a part of it. How we've given, how we've gave to this ministry, to that mission, to that family. We're a part of those men graduating. As each one of those men begin to go back into their towns and they begin to share that gospel and somebody receives Jesus as their Savior, you were a part of that. You reap those rewards because we were the ones that were a part of that labor. We gave towards that labor. And we actually begin to be a participation in that labor. And it's a hard thing to understand because it's way over there. But there will be reward. That as we give in faith and as we're a part of that, as we pray for that ministry, as we pray for Pastor Gary to come home safe and for the work that he's doing over there, that we know that the reward is great. It actually says that reward is ours, that when we get to begin to be able to give for the gospel. So I wanted to take this time this morning to remember him, to remember the work that he's doing over there. If we're just going to take a few minutes, I'll give about a minute or two, some different ones. You can just pray right there in your seat for Pastor Gary. But let's not forget the work that's going on over there. Let's not forget Robinson. Let's not forget Molly. Let's not forget the 750 men that are being ordained to go and share that gospel under persecution. Some of these men may not live. Their families may not live. The persecution that they face is not what we face here today in America. So let's take this time to remember them, and then I'll close in prayer about a minute or two. So, Father, we come before you now. And, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for you given us Pastor Gary, and Lord, you given us to him and the Elliots as well. So Father, we pray you please protect him. As Lord, you've knit our heart to his. So Lord, we just pray. We pray for those men, that you would watch over them, you would keep them safe, Lord. That you would bless them and strengthen them through your Spirit. Let them speak your word with boldness. Protect them and their families and their little children, Lord, and their wives. And Father, we just desire to see your gospel go out, that your light would go out in a dark place. And that, Father, you could bring Pastor Gary home safely to us. Lord, we truly love him, and we thank you for giving us a pastor, Lord, that cares for us. We see his heart. We see your heart in him. So, Lord, we praise you for that, and we thank you, Lord, that, Lord, you've ordained this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.